Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Back, it's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the horseman. Just today, I think I'll be better tomorrow because I'm a lot better today than I was yesterday. Thank you for being here. As I've been saying for the last couple of days, I can't be the one who encourages you to be persistent and persevere and dedicated to your business and show up every day. I can't do that if I don't practice what I preach. And if you didn't know it before, at least you know it now, because I've never forsaken you for any reason on this show. If I've been physically able to be here every time since November of 97, I have been here. No calling in sick. Because as you know, when you're a business owner like you and I are, there's nobody to answer the phone when we're going to call in sick. And so that's your answer. When you call in sick and you get no answer, that is your answer. Get up, get your clothes on, and go to work. And somebody who knows about that is our good buddy, Dr. Arki Chankudi. Arki is the author of Built on Trust, co-author of Built on Trust, and he's our top trust expert in the Brain Trust. He's been teaching us about the essentialness of trust for over 10 years, and he's our good friend. Arki, Siyankudi, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. My pleasure.
And you know, I've been saying your name, Siyankudi, and you haven't corrected me, but that's not actually how you pronounce it. I think I said it earlier. You prefer Chankudi?
Yeah, Chankudi is the Italian way.
Okay.
They changed the pronunciation when my family came through Ellis Island.
But when you first met me, were you saying Chankudi?
I was saying Chankudi, yes.
But you didn't correct me all those years. What am I going to do with you?
Well, you corrected yourself, you know.
So, I know, but it took me 10 years to do it. I mean, with a name like Blasingame, Arki, I try to get other people's names right.
Yeah, hey, I bet.
Arki, what's... what are you seeing out there? Is, you know, one of the things that I've said is that the essence of our lives, every aspect of our lives, personal friendships, relationships, love relationships, family, business, every aspect of our lives, there's so much of it is built on faith. And you know, I have a faith life. You have a faith life. Some people don't. They're not religious. And that's fine. But even if you're not religious, even if you don't have a faith like as I'm describing it, you operate on faith every moment of your life. If when you drive down the road, you have faith that that person coming at you is going to stay in their lane.
Right, and that the earth is not going to tilt.
Exactly.
I mean, so much you don't have control over. You know, so yeah, it is good to have faith.
And the thing is, though, is there is an egg in front of the chicken of faith, and that's trust.
Yes, that's correct.
You got to have the trust first, because faith doesn't come. Faith doesn't manufacture itself. Faith is a byproduct of trust, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And it's like the old joke, you know, when the person wanted to get help from heaven, you know, to build his church, he wanted to build a new church. Win the lottery. He kept praying, let's win the lottery. And all of a sudden, he's not winning the lottery. He's getting frustrated. And all of a sudden, this big voice from heaven comes down and says, you have to buy a ticket.
Yeah.
And to answer your question, what I'm seeing out here in the small business world right now is, you know, it's a maximum invitation to stress right now, Jim, because we're at that point in the cycle where, you know, there's a recovery. We're hoping there's a recovery. It looks like there's a recovery, you know, but maybe there's not enough confidence to hire somebody. So everybody's working.
The jury's still
out. Double duty right now.
The jury's still out, isn't it?
Yes, the jury's out, and so nobody's going to, you know, a lot of people just say, well, I can't hire anybody right now. That's a two-year commitment, you know, by the time I get them trained or whatnot and so forth. I don't know enough, so I'm working harder. And right now, the owners, the head managers, the senior people are maximal stressed out. So I noticed in your last newsletter, I liked it because you were talking about preparing for success.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the particular context was, you know, get your relationship with your local banker or your banker, you know, tighten that.
Right.
Make that stronger because you're going to need him, he's going to need you or her, and so forth and so on. So, and I think another way to prepare for success, you know, to take advantage of opportunity, Jim, you know, and every single business owner listening knows this, to take advantage of opportunity, you have to do it when you're scared. And otherwise, you don't quite maximize that opportunity, and you have to do it when
there's no question that the most exciting and rewarding times I've had in my career, and in some ways, after I look back on it, have been the times when I've been the most concerned about myself and about where I was going. Hold on to that thought, folks. Dr. Arki Chankudi and I will be right back. 20 till. Stay with us. Just like love, you're reeling in the years. Stowing away the time. Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm the horse one. The ladies all, the last couple of days, the ladies have said that it sounds sexy. All the ladies I've interviewed have said it sounds sexy. I can't get the same response out of the guys. I guess that's a good thing. We'll see what Arki Chankudi thinks about that. I'm Jim Blassingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. We built it just so you could have the maximum opportunity to be successful. I hope you'll go there and use it to your advantage. No barriers to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us and use our stuff. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Dr. Arki Chankudi is with us. He's the author of Built on Trust, which many of you know is my favorite book on the planet, especially with regard to trust. It's just very important. It's a book that you don't need to have in your library. You need to have this on your desk because you'll be like me. You'll refer back to it a lot. And Arki, as you know, I talk about your us versus them stuff all the time. I've written articles about this with attribution to you. And, you know, the whole concept of silos, fiefdoms, my turf, your turf, us versus them, as you say. And these are things that we've talked about over the years, Arki. These are the enemies of success, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And this is a good time, just like it's a good time to make a good relationship with your banker. It's a good time to build the cultural foundation for your small business. And you do that, you know, by getting your people together and talking about trust. And you talk about two things, closing interactions, you know, so you make promises with times on them and deliverables on them. Even if the promise is a time for a time, you always close it. And then you look out for saying yes and meaning maybe. So you make all your commitments authentic. To do that, you have to honor people's process, the process mm-hmm. it takes to make a commitment. People go through doubt. You don't have to live in doubt, but you do have to honor it, which means you have to hear people out and respond when you can and share the risk and make it clear you're sharing the risk for the questions that that people can answer, like when's the recovery start, when does, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a good time, the time of high opportunity to build that cultural foundation and make that company ready for success. And that does eliminate this us versus them. You know, most opportunity in small business is between the functions. Most functions run very well. You know,
right.
Marketing runs pretty well, sales runs pretty
right.
well, product development, et cetera. But it's when product development interfaces with sales or marketing. Right in there is where it's very easy to miss out on execution opportunities. And if to a degree you have a silo mentality, as you're mentioning, Jim.
Inside, these are all inside your organization, folks.
Yeah, inside. So these are things that...
But sometimes customers run into those silos.
I know.
And that's when it's the ugliest.
And that's why we say, you know, when you're hearing about complaints from your customers, it's too late. Doesn't mean don't address it. But
right.
It just means that the people in those functions knew there was a problem between the functions.
Right.
way before it got out to the customer.
Oh, yeah.
So you want to catch that, and you want your managers to catch that. And it's easy at this point in the business cycle, when we're busy and we're stressed and maybe a little fearful, it's easy to develop an unconscious personality or management style, if you're the boss, that people are going to think, boy, this is not a good time to talk to her, or this is not a good time to talk to him. And you want to be very careful with yourself if you're in a leadership position in your small business. You're running your grocery store, whatever you're doing, to be patient with people.
And Archie, whenever somebody says it's not a good time to talk to them, him or her, that happens today, then today becomes a week, and a week becomes a month, and a month becomes a quarter, and before you know, the lack of communication has gotten untenable.
Yes,
it's created
right.
really toxic situations, yes. And the you know whenever I make a commitment to someone, I've been thinking about this lately. I didn't realize it, but I start a clock in my head.
Uh-huh.
If I told you today, Archie, I'm going to deliver this to you on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I start a clock in my head, and as that clock ticks, I say, okay. And I'm developing something for you. I'm working on something for you. And I'm thinking, okay, as I get closer, and it looks like I'm not progressing as well as I thought, then I have to look at that clock, and I have to say, okay, at what point do I call Archie and tell him I'm going to miss my deadline, so he doesn't interrupt him any more than is necessary? But what if I wait one more tick of the clock, maybe I'll have one more piece of the puzzle that will cause me not to have to call him. So there's this tension inside this clock, if you see what I mean.
Yes.
When do I call to say that I can't deliver, and when do I wait one more second and get one more phone call done, one more piece of information, and then I don't have to make that phone call? And that's a tension, but it only happens for me if I start that clock going.
Yes. So that's very important. What you just said is very important, that tension. And, of course, you have to pick your spot. But the thing about it is, as early as possible, you know, in other words, if your culture in your company is set up not to be risk-averse, in other words, we're not going to punish failure that was a good risk to begin with.
Right, right.
So if you are late, you're going to get support. Hold on
to that thought. I got to take a quick break, folks. Archie and I are going to pick right back up on this. This is very important stuff, folks. This is stuff that you can put into force today. Tintel, stay with us. I'm Jim Blassingame. Little Jimi Hendrix bringing us back one of the classic 7-till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me, for putting up with my hoarseness today. Hope you can tell, though, it's getting better. Actually, it's better as the days gone by, as the hours have gone by today. I've gotten a little stronger voice, and it'll be better tomorrow. I've been taking some really good drugs, and got all fixed up yesterday. Dr. Archie Chankudi is our guest and our really good friend, longtime, outstanding member of our Brain Trust, the author of Built on Trust, co-author along with Thomas Steading. Archie, talk to us about how we can find you online.
Oh, at learningcenter.net, and you can email me directly, A-R-K-Y, Archie, at learningcenter.net.
And the book's there too, right? And also wherever books are sold.
That's correct.
And we're still looking forward to the new book.
Yes, it's just about completed. And now, you know, you go through this usual wrangle about publishers and agents
where
I'm at right now. But I'm happy with the book, and I've found some good editors to help me with it, and it's pretty much ready to roll.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing it. Archie, as we went to the break, we were talking about this tension inside of this clock that I manufactured.
Yes.
And you know, to me, there are three things that I have to say. Is number one, to myself, as I'm thinking about delivering what I promised. And one of them is, okay, do I just, you know, am I going to be able to deliver? If I do, I don't have to make the phone call. If I wait, you know, at what point in time is it too close to the deadline to reveal that I'm not going to have the information? Maybe, and I keep thinking I'm going to get the correct information I need so I won't have to make the call. And the third one is maybe I do this. Maybe I call you and say, Arky, it's Tuesday at noon. I mean, Thursday at noon. I told you I'd be here tomorrow with this information. I still think I might be able to, but I've got one piece of the pie that's not put together. And if that doesn't happen, I may have to ask for Monday. Thank you. Goodbye. Yeah, I'd leave that on a voicemail. What's wrong with that?
I would email. I would not do either the voicemail or the email.
I'm just saying, I was just using that as an example.
Okay. But I do think that let's talk about it from the other end for just a second. Let's talk about the boss who is expecting the thing. You want to create an atmosphere where it is okay for people to talk with you. You don't want them bringing back the recycled problems.
Right.
You want them delivering solutions.
And you don't want too much information to either, though, right?
That's right. So you really do. So it's not ideal. But if the person is in between, hey, do I put this off? Do I wait for the perfect last piece of information to get it? Or do I give a heads up because, you know, the boss might have somebody depending on, you know, a customer. He might be expecting to hear from him at 4 o'clock on Friday.
Right.
You know, so you want to go as early as possible and I think the boss should be supportive at an instance like that. And help problem solve. It should be
That's what the open door policy means. Right. Not that your door is always physically open. My door is always open isn't about physical stuff. It's about mental connectivity and the process of solving problems and executing.
That's right. And don't make your company risk averse, because that's what's going to happen. If people can't run by some doubts or some questions or what do I do here, you know, you have to have that. Now, again, you want to have a tradition where people are returning solutions,
yep,
not problems, but there are going to be exceptions. And the idea as the boss, be interested in that. Be interested. I would say welcome that when it happens as an exception.
Well, and the boss has to trust you.
That's right.
To bring him or her good information. As you said, a solution, not a problem. They have to trust you to do that. But the employees have to trust the boss to redeem them and not be mad at them if they don't if they can't deliver what they thought they could.
Otherwise, that's correct. And if that doesn't happen, then you just start to create this subliminal risk aversion. You know,
yep.
Well, let's bluff. You know, and people are very good at it, and they'll build a bureaucracy unconsciously to do it. So that's up to senior management or the owner of the company. Or the leader of the division or whatever, to set that tone. I do want solutions. However, if you're stuck someplace and you need help, you know, I want to hear about it. I really do, and then I'm going to help you problem solve. I'm not going to beat you up.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then follow through on that.
And that's the redemption part. And management without redemption, folks, is a hollow management. Hey, Arky, give us the website one more time, please.
It's Learning Center. One word, .net.
And the book is called Built on Trust, and it's outstanding, ladies and gentlemen. I really encourage you to get it if you haven't already. Buy two, you're going to want to keep one and give one away. Arky, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Arky, see you at Chiancuti, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back, I promise. I will be too. Tomorrow, maybe with a little better voice. Don't you think it's getting better already? Hey, look there. It's almost real. Almost better right now. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.